Stablecoins cross $1 trillion in monthly transfers. As DeFi Llama opens tracker, DeFi Llama said on April 28, 2026 that stablecoins have moved more than $1 trillion in transfers so far this month and rolled out a new dashboard that lets anyone slice that flow by issuer and chain. The post landed at 0:26 UTC, with most of April's settlement still on the books. And it puts a hard number on a payment rail that has spent the last 2 years quietly graduating from speculative DeFi plumbing into something closer to a parallel global wire system. For context, broader markets were soft when the figure hit. Bitcoin was trading at $70,241, down 1.6% on the day. Ether at $2,300, down 2.6%. With the Crypto Fear and Greed Index at 43, a neutral reading, as of April 28, 2026. The trillion-dollar number is moving in the opposite direction from spot prices, which is part of why it matters. Stablecoin throughput keeps growing whether risk assets are bid or not. Why a public tracker changes the conversation, DeFi Llama's transfer tracker matters less for what it says today, and more for what it forces into the open over the next few quarters. Until now, anyone arguing about whether USDC was gaining on Tether or whether Tron still dominated retail remittance corridors was leaning on a patchwork of issuer dashboards and explorer queries. A unified public view makes the rankings legible to journalists, regulators, and treasury teams in the same place. That has direct downstream effects. Reserve managers benchmarking stablecoin partners can now point to a third-party flow record. Compliance teams can model exposure by chain rather than just by issuer. And competitor issuers, including the recently announced Western Union USDPT on Solana, now have a public scoreboard the day their token starts moving. $1 trillion in a month. In perspective, $8 trillion in stablecoin transfers in 27 days is not directly comparable to bank wire volumes, because a meaningful share is wash-style movement, arbitrage bots, exchange rebalancing, MEV-related shuffling, and high-frequency market-making between liquidity pools. DeFi Llama's own commentary in past releases has been clear that raw transfer volume overstates real payment activity. Even after stripping that out, the trend line is one way. Adjusted estimates from Visa's on-chain analytics tool and from Allium have been showing stablecoin organic payment volume in the low hundreds of billions per month for over a year. A 1T raw monthly print suggests the underlying organic share is now likely north of 200 B per month, putting stablecoins in the same conversation as mid-tier card networks for raw money movement, if not for merchant acceptance. What the chain mix looks like, the new tracker confirms what on-chain analysts have been describing piecemeal. Tron continues to dominate USDT retail flows in emerging markets, particularly across LATAM and parts of Southeast Asia. Ethereum carries the largest dollar value per transaction, anchored by institutional and DeFi settlement. Solana has become the fastest-growing host for new stablecoins, including PYUSD's recent migration weight and Circle's record USDC minting there earlier this year. Base and Arbitrum sit behind those three as the main L2 destinations, with Base in particular pulling consumer app flow from Coinbase-linked products. This split is the practical reason a single chain or single issuer narrative no longer holds. A treasury team optimizing for cost picks Tron. One optimizing for credit quality settlement picks Ethereum. A consumer app picks Solana or Base. Implications for cards and consumer payments. Card programs that settle in stablecoins, including newer entrants like the upcoming Western Union stable card, and existing players running stablecoin spending rails, benefit from a deeper, more competitive issuer market. More competition between issuers compresses the spread between a stablecoin's on-chain value and its fiat off-ramp, which is one of the hidden costs cardholders pay every time they swipe. Reserve transparency cuts the other way, too. If a public tracker makes it easy to see which issuer is gaining or losing share week over week, an issuer hit by an audit miss or a regional ban will see flow drain in real time, not over the months it took during prior cycles. Card programs depending on a single stablecoin for settlement now have a public signal to monitor before customer balances are at risk. What to watch next? Three things are worth tracking from here. Whether DeFi Llama publishes organic versus raw splits. That is the single most important methodological question for using the tracker as a real benchmark. How fast new entrants register on the dashboard? USDPT, Stripe-linked stablecoins, and bank-issued tokens like the Bridge Stripe National Trust Framework will be the first test of whether new issuers can break Tether and USDC's combined share, currently above 85%, regulatory framing. A public 1T monthly figure gives every legislator working on stablecoin bills a clean talking point. Expect it to surface in Clarity Act and Payment, Stablecoins Act floor debates within the week.